This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. In the battle against homelessness, Cindy Crane has been on the front lines for 7 years. This month, she's leaving the Tarrant Homeless Coalition to run the Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance, which covers Dallas and Collin counties. She's here now to talk about that move. Cindy Crane, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you.
You're a TCU grad. You've been in the job for 7 years. Why make this move to Dallas now?
I think in my community in Tarrant County and Parker County, I've put into place, you know, the basic infrastructure and a very strong infrastructure for our emergency response system. And I'm leaving my community strong. And when I learned of the opening at Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance, of whom I've known a lot about, I thought, you know, why not? It could be a tremendous career challenge.
Dallas and Tarrant County have roughly similar homeless numbers. Chronic homelessness has continued to be a problem. How do you take that on?
In January of 2014, during our point in time count in Tarrant County, we had a spike in chronic homelessness, 267. We knew we had to do something significant and change the way we did business. We did that through something called coordinated assessment, essentially taking all those individuals that were experiencing homelessness and do a thorough assessment and documentation of their homeless status and prioritizing those who were chronic to receive permanent supportive housing. And in 9 months of that process, we reduced the number of chronic homeless in Tarrant County, last reported in December, down to 147.
The financial crisis of 2007, 2008, 2009 obviously put a lot of stress on the system. I wonder if it's frustrating for you to look at headlines about the Texas miracle and about the economic rebound around the country and yet still see this persistent, even growing at times, homeless problem.
This is the challenge in North Texas. Those headlines go out that this is the land of opportunity. This is where you should move. This is where you might find a job. And the reality is our housing market is so tight. It's 96, 98% occupancy in apartments. There's no affordable housing. We did our point in time count of the homeless on January 22nd. And for the second, third year in a row, we have another 1% to 2% increase. People move here. They try to find work. They may not find it. We had some success 5-6 years ago in reducing homelessness, and now it's creeping back up. For years, about 16% of homeless in Tarrant County weren't from the area. Now it's 30%, and that only happened in 2 years. As the population continues to grow and affordable housing is not available, we're going to have to face the challenge of a growing homeless population.
Over your 7 years in Tarrant County, there must be countless stories of people who've touched you. I wonder if there's one that stands out.
There's a woman who I see many mornings at my local coffee shop. And I heard her story of the violence that she's experienced, why she sleeps in the coffee shop during the day because she has to stay alert at night, why she doesn't go into the emergency shelter. And it just continued to restore that my work isn't done and there's just so much to do.
Cindy Crane, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.